Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture. In hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
What's up, everyone? It's Jazzy Bell here for Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And on this show, we focus on the many talents and influences from women within the culture. And today is no exception. We're going to have an amazing show because we have an amazing guest. I am here with Brooklyn's own viral sensation, Bad Bitches. Bad Bitches. Like, act what? Like y'all don't know the record, okay? I am here with Breezy Lynn. What's up, Breezy?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
Thank you for looking good. Like, you showed up and showed out. I appreciate
period.
That.
Thank you.
So, like I said a second ago, you are a viral sensation. I feel like everybody that comes out of Brooklyn, they right now is, like, killing the game. But that's hip-hop. And, you know, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. And you are well on your way of just doing your thing and paving your own way.
Yes. I'm trying. It's coming along good, though. I'm glad I could be a part of it and everything that's going on.
Now, talk to me about what part of Brooklyn you're from, because that's another legendary place that we have to talk about.
Mossy, son. I'm from Mossy. Mossy houses.
Yo, how was it growing up in Mossy? Because I feel like I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. So growing up, listening to hip hop, being a huge Jay-Z fan, when you think of Mossy, it's like one of those places I kind of look at it like, I don't know. I want to go like amusement park. I want to like travel to that place and
it's
see
really
how
like
it is.
That. Like people come, like just come over and take pictures and shit. But I could curse, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So yeah, they come take pictures and stuff. But it was tough. But you know, you learn to adapt to it. So I felt it was all good. It's home. You know, everybody know me. Everybody love me, respect me because I give that out. So you know, it was easy for me for real.
Yes, that's home. Now, I did say Jay-Z a second ago. I heard that you met Jay-Z and have a picture, something him and Beyonce.
Yeah, I met him at the 99 Problems video shoot when I was like a baby or whatever. And then they came to Mossy for Christmas for a toy drive. They was giving out toys. I met Beyonce, Jay, his mom. We took pictures. I still got the pictures, so...
You didn't bring it today?
No.
Stop acting like you ain't got that on your camera roll.
I do, though.
I do.
Because
as a kid, I got a picture with Beyonce, Gloria, shout out to Gloria Carter.
Period.
And Jay, and not have that. That girl, that would be my screensaver. Quit playing.
Like, it'd be crazy. Like, sometimes I'd be thinking, like, everything has its own time and falls in its line for a reason.
Yeah.
So it's dope, though.
Now, I did hear you met B, but I didn't hear the story about you being in 99 Problems. How did that happen?
I think they had shot it in Mossy, and everybody was outside, and they just had me there. And how did it happen, Mom? I don't know.
Momager is in the building.
Yeah, she said he picked me up and was like, I look like I need to stay out the fridge, shit like that, so. Oh. Oh, I feel like I need to stay out the fridge or something like that. Yeah.
He picked you up and said that she was too heavy? Oh, my God. Okay, Mama's off camera. But she said Jay-Z picked you up and said, why am I feel like you need to stay out the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Okay. But look, we just slim jimmed it up. So look what happens when you blossom.
Period.
And you don't remember that, do you?
No, I don't.
But you remember the toy drive and having taking a picture. How was that? Tell me how was B and that whole moment.
Well, I was probably like 5'4". You know, I was into dolls and shit, so I got me some dolls. And all I can remember was just like we was in it was like a basement in a neighborhood. We was in a basement in a neighborhood. They had everybody coming in, everybody from the community coming in, taking pictures, getting gifts. It was a really nice thing.
Okay. Shout out to B. So when we done, I want to see that picture afterwards.
Okay, I got you.
I might include that in this interview. Okay.
Period.
So growing up in Barcy Projects, I mean, who was some of your musical influence? Break that down.
Most definitely Jay-Z. Well, I grew up, I was living with my uncles, my grandma, my mom, my cousins, and we mostly heard like hip hop. So it was like Jay-Z, Beanie Sigel, Mobb Deep. Like I got a little older when Meek Mill first started dropping. It was a lot of artists like that.
Okay.
So yeah, Meek my favorite artist. So, but yeah, it was definitely like a hip hop. You know, most of the times.
Yeah.
When me and my mom moved out. She got her own space.
Yeah.
It was more, that's when I started hearing more of the R&B, Keisha Cole, Alicia Keys.
Because of your mother?
Yeah. So
That's that pain music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women, we got to listen to that soulful stuff. Okay, so your mama implemented some of that R&B.
Yeah.
Nice. Are we going to hear some of that in your music?
Definitely.
Right? Because I feel like that plays a part in how we, you know.
For sure. Yeah, the ladies need that. The fellas do too. Uh-huh. So. No, I got to tap into both.
Mm-hmm. So when did you realize you could spit? At what age was it?
Well, when I was young, like around the time I started like actually freestyling with my uncle. I was inspired like by music by my uncle anyway. Right. So he just had me freestyling. I would like write little like lines and bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like I've been new. I just always like just did it on my time. Like it was like more of a personal therapeutic thing for me.
Okay.
From young. So I just always been in love with music.
Didn't think that you was gonna turn it into a whole profession. It was just like a passion.
I always like imagined it. Like I always felt like I could do this. Like if I just do it, I could do it. But I was just always too shy, closed in, you know, introverted, kept to myself. She didn't even know I was making music.
Your mother
like,
didn't
my
know?
Mom didn't even know I was making music. So it took me a while to like just give that to the world.
Open up and share your talents to the world.
Yeah.
Who did you first see like on TV as a female in this game to where you kind of saw yourself? Because you know representation is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So like I grew up admiring the hell out of like Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown, Brandy. So who was it for you as you visioned yourself like one day doing it? Like you said that you was like, okay, she did it. I could do it too. Because she kind of reminds me of me.
Probably like Beyonce or Nicki. When you know when like Nicki came around with the pink print.
Absolutely.
It was like that was like a moment. I was like, damn, like she's goated. She's she official. And Beyonce, you know, she the queen, like top rank, you know. So yeah, them probably the most influential growing up.
Name the two bad bitches. Speaking of bad bitches, let's talk the record. First of all, can everybody in the room clap it up for this hit record?
Bad bitches.
That took the world by storm. TikTok is going crazy. Instagram is going crazy. YouTube is going crazy. Like, talk to me about how this record came into fruition for you, Bad Bitches.
I was actually home just scrolling through beats. Shout out to Fuckboy. He produced it.
Nice.
I was scrolling through beats on his YouTube page or whatever. And I came across the beat and I just instantly like caught the drift of the song. Like it's a summer song, it's for the girls, confidence booster, like it's gonna make the girls feel good. And it just, I really freestyled it like right there. And then I went to the studio to record it about 4 times until I actually liked it.
Yeah.
And then my best friend was convincing me like, you gotta drop this before I go back to school. Cause she was going back to school in Boston in like August, around the time I dropped it.
Yeah.
So she was just convincing me, like, drop this. I was like, I don't know. It's my first track. Like, I don't know how it's going to go. But I just did it, and it just
home
went
run.
Crazy. Yeah.
Out the gate.
Yeah.
First track. A winner. So this is the first record you ever recorded and put out to the world, and look where we are today.
Yes.
Child, listen. People dream of days like this.
Facts.
Is that when you shared your... Because I know you kept it a secret to your mother. So is that when you was like, yo, Ma, I think we got a winner over
here? She always knew, like, I'd be writing and stuff. Like, uh-huh. But I wasn't taking it. Well, to her, I wasn't taking it as serious. But right. I always knew, like, that's my thing to do. But I was telling her, like, I got this track, but I don't want to let you listen because I'm talking so, like,
crazy.
I'm talking, yeah.
She talking like, your
just,
talk.
Yeah, she like, just let me listen. Like, if you going to do this, just do it. Let me listen. So I finally let her hear it. And she was, you know, she was jacking it. She was like, is you going to take it serious? Like, what you doing? And I was like, I'm going to just see.
She said, no, we going to see.
That's right.
I mean, obviously fact. She loved it so much because she's with you and riding with you and she has your back for all the way. She's your mominger.
And I'm definitely grateful for that. Like, it feel like it's having her with me. It's like, it's an ease. Like,
yeah,
you know, she make it more comfortable. Mm-hmm. For me, so.
Because it's industry child.
Yeah.
Let mama bag it.
She ain't going.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
She ain't gonna let nobody play with me, so period. I know that for a fact.
Period. I just met her in 5-10 minutes. I love her. Sure. She holding it down. Now, with this record, you are talking your talk, and I feel like you say a lot of things as it pertains to the men saying, you know, like, He wanna fuck with the...
Yeah.
And I know you said it's like an empowerment record for us, but did that actually happen to where, like, made you want to create that song? Was, like, the fellas in your DMs? Did you feel like... Was there a man out there or men that inspired these lyrics? Because Bad Bitches is the name of the song, but when y'all really dissect these bars, she going in about want to fuck with her.
Not necessarily inspired, but... Like, growing up and, like, in where I'm from and stuff, you know, you got the boys that's thirsty, you know. Period. They be fiending. Mm. So it's, like, they easy to talk about, easy to rap about, because they just be doing bogus stuff, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. They want to hang, you know. Come along. Where the fun?
Okay, this is not a show where I'm, like, bashing man, but we got to talk our shit. This is all about the women. And I was talking to my homegirl about this recently, how I feel like men are like the new groupies.
They are. Majority, like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, you really see the true colors when you, it's crazy.
DM's lit.
When you lit and, like, the guys get a feel of you being lit, they like, oh, she could do that and she could do that or she do that. I want to be down. But it's like, I'm not into that. I like a dude that's, you know, that's just going to vibe. Just chill out.
Are you single?
Yes.
Okay. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
But I know they end up DMs because, like you said, well, like I said, I do feel like boys are the new groupies. But because you're popping and you look at people, like, I blame it with the Jay-Z and Beyonce effect. I really do. I feel like because they're such a power couple, I see, especially the rap girlies, I see the men wanting to attach themselves to you guys, I feel like, in hopes to just kind of be a star.
Right.
Along with what you got going on, like, with your stardom. So
I agree.
Right?
I agree. Like,
be careful out there, boy.
It's scary. You really got to watch for the guys. Because they opportunists, too.
Yes. Yes.
So I'll be paying attention.
Yes. Well, what I was paying attention to was this video with the remix. Shout out to Callie. Shout out to Lola Brooke.
Yeah, shout out to them girls.
Oh, my God. The video is so amazing. It's giving sorority vibes. Yes. It's giving Bad Bitch University. Yep. It's giving.
Period.
How did you get these two beautiful ladies on the record with you?
They was actually showing love, like, before the collaboration and all that, doing TikToks, posting and stuff like that. So our teams connected. Then when we finally linked up, it was just good vibes, genuine, you know? And Lola even brought me out for Barclays before the drop and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was much love.
Is that appreciate where y'all them. Was like, yo, get on this remix?
I think it was already in motion. Mm. Yeah, it was already in motion because it was, like, basically a tease. So if you pay attention to the timeline, you'll see, like, okay, she was teasing it the whole time. But yeah, there's definitely love with them.
Y'all killed it. Callie slid on that thing too. Shout out to the ATL. How was it getting her on the record?
Same thing. She was showing love. Mm-hmm. Our teams connected. We felt like they'd be a great tool to be on the track. Like, they doing their thing right now. Callie just did billboards. Lola, she going up. So I'm like, for sure.
And Breezy Land?
Going up.
Period. Okay.
Going up.
Now, who idea of the concept of the video? Because I really do love it so much. Talk to me about the creative process of that.
We actually spoke about it. Like, I told them I wanted it to be like how I felt like the original video was supposed to be, because that was like how it happened. It wasn't supposed to be how it happened, but it happened. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted that bad bitches vibe. Like, I needed all the baddies around me. I need us having a ball, having a good time, showing love to each other, just being baddies, you know, looking pretty.
Yeah, you was giving president of the sorority vibes in there with your black.
Yeah.
And I think I heard in an interview you called it like a bad bitch university. So yes. What's the criteria for a girl to be part to come to that school? Talk to me about.
You just got to be a baddie, independent, do the things you into, you know, do your own shit. Fuck them. That's it.
So to be a part of the bad bitch university. From Breezy Land, the president. You just gotta do your own shit and say fuck them.
Yep. Period.
And we'll take it from there.
That's it.
Who is like, because I feel like you probably said some earlier, but who is like the epitome of the baddest bitch in your mind that's been bad your whole life? Like, for me, rest in peace to Tina Turner. I'm like, she has been bad throughout her whole career, in her 60s. She always had the toned legs, has been a baddie.
Who you said?
Tina Turner.
Okay.
She's the epitome of the baddest.
She has to be, well, it gotta be an artist?
No.
I would say Angela Bassett. That's one hot mama jamma right there.
And that's the dean of the university?
Yeah, definitely.
Angela Bassett, the dean of the bad university.
That's a bad thing right there, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, when it comes to Summer Jam, talk to me about Summer Jam, because you just did that and you rocked the stage.
Yeah, it was lit.
How was that?
Definitely felt the love coming on stage, hearing people like sing the song. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's home. We in New York. Mm-hmm. Gotta come with the vibes. But it was definitely lit. It was love, genuineness. Like, I felt it. All the girls killed it.
Yeah.
But it was lit. Like, definitely gave that home vibe.
Yeah. Now, outside of Bad Bitches, I've heard some other songs. I heard Ryder. Really enjoyed that. I feel like that was a different flow for you. Like, I kind of want you to describe your flow for the people that may not be familiar. But I listened to Ryder. I like that. I feel like I saw, is it Blockwork performance you did? With the beat, that New York City. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
That's what I mean. So I feel like you're very versatile, and people are going to start noticing that after, you know, you start.
They're noticing it now.
There you go.
Like, I just put a snippet out today, like, of me singing and rapping on the same track, and it was like, they was like, I need it. We got to get it.
Okay, what's the record?
I named it NMO, but I'll probably, like, change the title. But it's like, you know, some heartfelt stuff that I've been feeling that I feel like I need to let out, so.
If you could describe your style of rap, how would you describe it?
I would say relatable, real, but like still, I still like keep it, you know, sexy, feminine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, like that.
Creative process.
Yeah.
When you're going in the studio, what's that for you? Do you need the lights dim?
Yeah.
Do you need, okay. Do you describe it, break it down. Do you need Skittles, all red? Do you need
usually
a hookah?
I come in. You know, I already got my snacks. I got my smoke. I probably already have a beat already. And I just get in there. I just chop it up with, you know, everybody get the vibe right.
Right.
And then I play the beat. I just listen to it for a few, just vibe out to it, smoke.
Yeah.
Then write in my notes in my phone.
Right.
Then I just have it. I just go in there, record it, be out of there, on to the next one.
And make magic. So cool. I love that. Okay, now this part of the show, I want to do my confessional hours where I usually ask like 5 questions. Mm-hmm. I usually want 1-word answers.
Okay.
Usually, but let's see how I go. All right. Breezy Lynn from Brooklyn. What is your biggest pet peeve? What is it that you just hate?
Somebody chewing loud, like real loud, open mouth, food, or stop it. Like smacking, like the food about to run out your mouth. I don't like that. Especially if you in my ear, you got to move. Now. I'm going to look at you like, well, damn, the food is not going to run out your mouth. That is gonna get me mad. That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves.
Shout out to your mother. She cracking up off camera. She the one that be smacking.
No, she the one. But no, you want to know what's funny? If I'm smacking, she the one that tell me like, close your damn mouth. So that's probably where I get it from, because I hate it. But I can understand, like, some people don't realize it, but right. Relax.
I love that. Okay, since this is Women in Hip Hop, you have to give me your top five favorite female rappers of all time.
Okay, I would say Kim, Nikki. Myself. I'm gonna include myself.
Okay, that's fair.
Right now, Lola. Who else? And Kenzo B. You ever heard of Kenzo B?
Yeah. I saw y'all.
So those is together. Like the ones that got me. You know, I've been listening to like him, mm-hmm. Nikki, and but like now, Lola and Kenzo B. They the top. They are my top. Ranks.
It sounds like you're really influenced. I mean, this is Women in Hip Hop, so I had to ask that question, but it's the guys you really, yeah.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Yeah. I'm more of a like hip hop girl. I listen to more hip hop than anything. So.
And I watched some of your past interviews and I know how you feel about Meek Mill. So.
Yes. So he's at the top of the rank if you about to add. Yes.
We have to get y'all on a record together.
Yes.
I'm advocating that for you.
On a little, you know, a love song, or maybe you know, something for the trenches or something. It don't even matter. Just
not a love song.
Let's get it.
Okay, because we were just talking about the power couple. Let me find out.
Yeah.
You think he cute or whatever?
Oh, God.
You think he cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not even, like, I do think he's cute. Yeah, let me just say that. I do think he cute. But it's like, I feel like watching him evolve also was like an influence to why I actually like him so much. Mm. Because like, this is somebody that really, he got videos on YouTube of really coming from nothing. Like looking, you know, looking rugged. And you could do this, turn it around and be this. So it's like, that shit is real. And it's really inspiring for me.
Yeah. And that could be attractive.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. There you go. All right, me. Okay, last question. Well, I heard that you are a Martin fan. Is that true?
Martin,
the TV show.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite show.
Okay. So I was going to say, girl, I'll be trying to do my research. Now. Yeah, that's, looking crazy.
Nah, that's my favorite show. Like, I really watched every episode. Over and over and over.
Like, okay, Martin is like a love language to me. So that's like my favorite show. Yes. So when I saw that, every Martin fan, I have to ask this question. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Martin episode?
I feel like the Halloween one. The Halloween one when they went to, they was going to buy the house. And then the guy, he was pranking them and shit. Like, he was acting like it was ghosts in the house. Yes. But he really wanted to just take their money and they was about to leave. But that was my favorite episode. Yes. That was funny. When he was dressed up like Ike and Gina was Tina.
Okay.
That's one of my faves.
Okay. I was thinking of another episode, but I remember that one too. I was thinking of the old man Ackerman episode.
Yeah, that
remember
one too.
That one?
I love the Halloween ones. They really funny.
That
like,
was another Halloween
they
one.
Really funny, yeah.
Oh, I love that we can speak language. I mean, Martin language. That's a whole other thing. Okay. And also, I'm here that you're the oldest sibling.
Yes.
Out of how many?
It's four of us.
Okay.
Well, two from my dad, two from my mom.
Okay.
So
you're the OG If your younger siblings had to describe you in one word, what would they say? What do you think?
Fun. I feel like it would be fun because I'd really be letting them do whatever they want to do.
Wish I could say that about my oldest sister.
Loving. You know, I treat them like as if they mine. You know, when my mom not around, I gotta be mom number two.
Yes.
So, yeah, fun, loving, play around too much.
Yes.
I don't know. I would have to. I'm gonna go home and ask them.
Yeah, but you got a few. Yeah, loving and fun.
Yeah,
I like that.
I say that.
Last question: when is Breezy Land the most happiest?
On vacation.
Favorite vacation spot.
Well, right now I would say either Puerto Rico or Miami.
Okay.
But I want to go to Jamaica. I really want to go to Jamaica. That'd be my first time going out the country.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like the water, the beach, yeah, the good weather.
I like the culture too. Like the whole vibe and aesthetics is fire to me.
Okay. Well, that's it for my confessional hours. So please let the fans know, what can we expect next? What's going on? EP, album?
So I got this single coming up with a special someone. Too Ooh. Rare on my next single is loading. So look out for that. Then I'm going to start, you know, getting my EP together because I got the vibes for y'all. Trust me.
So it's going to be EP that's next. Yeah. How many tracks is going to be on the EP?
Probably like 7.
Ooh, you're not lazy with it. When people think EP, they give me 2-3 tracks plus a remix.
I really need, like, being that this is my first project, I really need the people to feel me and
absolutely
and see what I'm, like, what I'm saying. So.
And the next single you said is called what?
Well, can I say the title? It's called Keep Wishing, featuring Too Rare. So stay tuned for that one.
Come on, Woman Hip Hop exclusive.
Yeah.
Too Real?
Too Rare.
Too Rare.
Yeah, he from Philly.
Okay.
You know, the one to be doing the hips, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, the okay. Yeah. So he's featured on the song?
Yeah.
And his name is Too Rare.
Yeah.
And the name of the single is called?
Keep Wishing.
Keep Wishing.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you so much. When is the EP coming out? What are we looking?
Probably about like the end of the summer.
End of the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't leave your fans hanging.
Yeah, of course.
But you gave us a little appetizer. We still eating and munching.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing, sis. I'm so proud of you. I'm such a fan of the new girlies, and you are one of my faves. So keep pushing, keep rocking. You got an amazing team backing you.
Yes.
Shout out to Quinn is in the building. Q, what up? And keep your mama close. And so we good.
Yes.
Thank you, Breezy Lynn. And that is it with your girl Jazzy Bell TV right here on Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And I will see y'all later. Deuces.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.